That's good to know, because the next proposed council meeting would be on that same day, but I would like to attend that training. I don't know if there's anybody on the council that would like, so maybe we want to consider bumping council meeting to a different day.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I would just say that because of the travel, that is the really best day for UPC at Swap Town.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Okay, so I'll strike that.
I mean, I sympathize. Yeah, it's hard to get people together.
Yeah, that's true.
And having physical meetings is beneficial.
That's true. Yeah.
Strike that. What kind of students are you getting in these boot camps? Are they almost exclusively new folks?
I've been surprised because that's what I thought the crowd would be, and it's very much been a mix. At DB Boot Camp, I think we had attorneys who had less than a year of experience all the way up to 15. I was also surprised, regardless of their level of experience, they were participating and open-minded. So I thought we got good participation, good feedback. I think the only challenge it presents is from an instructor's perspective. I want to give that 15-year attorney something, but I also need to give that one-year attorney something. So it kind of creates an interesting dynamic that way, but we've definitely got a mix. I wanted to say too, Randall, you brought up having a brand new attorney that struggles with DV. If any of you all want me to come down for a day and sit down with them and talk about DV dynamics, or you got a new SV prosecutor, I'm more than willing to do that. I feel like it's really effective to do that type of one-on-one training. I'm sure y'all have a really tough time scheduling that. I'm not saying I could do it like tomorrow, but if you give me a heads up, I'm really happy to come down, sit down with them, answer any concerns, and provide DV dynamics training, plea negotiation training, things to keep in mind as you do that. Because I recognize doing a DV boot camp once a year is not enough for what we need. So more than happy to provide one-on-one if you guys have one specific person you feel like is struggling or new.
To follow up on your question, Ed, at DUI boot camp just last week, it was the same thing as we had some brand new prosecutors plus those that have 15 plus years experience. Okay. So we're reaching, you know, a broad crowd.
Yeah, my concern was, you know, the 5 to 15 year person, mm-hmm. I think anybody can benefit.
Yeah.
From what you guys offer. Yeah. But it sounds like we're getting it, so good.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah, that's it for me. Thank you.
Job fair.
Yeah, so as we talked about the last council meeting in the fall, we're not going to host it here. Here's the plan, just briefly, because we're getting close on time, is I'm going to send out an email in the next week or two to all the counties and to the city offices letting you know that I'm going over to Colorado to participate in this job fair. And so I will gather any information that you all would like me to take. And I will set up a table. Like I said, with this, I'll take swag. If you guys have got any handouts, anything, I mean, I'll explain it in the letter. We're also sending a notice to the law schools, to BYU and U, letting them know that this job fair is going. I realize that, you know, a lot of students don't have the funds to travel to a job fair, but those that I'm working with Arizona, they say that they do get, you know, people that will come from out of state if they know that there is a job fair where, you know, a ton of offices are there being represented. So I'm hoping that we will get, you know, some significant interest, or at the very least, you get folks from Colorado and Arizona that go to those that want to come to Utah. So just be looking out for that. It's going to be the day after spring conference, or the Saturday after spring conference. So I'll leave spring conference. I'm going to have to leave a little bit early, catch a flight to Denver, and then do it on Saturday, and then come home that night. So I'm hoping that we'll see something productive come from that.
Prosecutor of the Year?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to open up the nominations here. I'm hoping to get it done by the week's end, if not first part of next week, and have it open for 2 to 3 weeks. So last year, the review committee was UPC staff. It was Ed as chair of the council. It was Karen as chair of UPAA. And then I think Jeff was on it, representing the council. So if Ed and Karen are willing to do it again, we just need, if there's somebody on the council that would be willing to sit on that and review those applications and make that decision, make that determination. I mean, we can do it with you and Karen and us. I just didn't know if anybody else in the council wanted to be part of that. I'm not hearing anything.
I'm not either.
Okay. All right. So we will go with that. The transition team interview, just so as I put in here, and if maybe you read the paper, I was very impressed with what Derek Brown did. Is he had probably 30 to 40 people that volunteered their time to be on transition teams. And the teams were composed of 4 or 5 individuals. They were assigned a section of the AG's office to interview. As you can see, my team was Nathan Evershed, who was the chair of that committee, with Stu Young, who I didn't know was coming to work for us at the time, and Marlise, and then Greg Scores. Greg actually couldn't join in on the interview. But they just sent out a questionnaire ahead of time, asked for it to be, you know, really honest. Nathan sent out an email letting us know that our answers would be confidential, that any notes that were taken, any information that was supplied to them, you know, they're not, wouldn't be grammable. And so they destroyed it afterwards. And so that made it so it could be a fairly open and honest dialogue. There was about 8 pages of questions governing everything from who you are, what do you do, you know, what's your budget like, what are your needs are, your staffing needs, as well as any challenges that you're facing. And with Nathan's assurance, I was probably a little more honest than I would have if I had known that my answers would be made public. And they appreciated the honesty. And now that Stu's here, I'd probably say this in front of him, but you know, I wonder, would I have been quite as honest and forthright? But it was just a really positive experience. And then with the transition, we've been feeling nothing but support from Stu. Derek was in the offices on Friday, unfortunately. The only one in the office was Ron, because the rest of us were at DUI boot camp and UPAA. So Ron's the only one that has met Derek now that he's been elected. So I just really appreciate, and I think we're going to have, I think, a much healthier relationship with the AG's office moving forward.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Next meeting.
So on here, Jeff, are you okay if we go first again on April 16th? So that would be Wednesday. Spring conference is going to be in Provo. But I think here is easier to get. Do SWAT people, is this easier to get to than try to find someplace in Provo?
I think it'd be 6 is, I'm sure Jeff would accommodate us, but either way, he's probably fine.
Yeah. It just realized we would be in the other training room on the other end of the building. That would be the only difference, unless there's someplace in Provo, because we're at the Provo Marriott. We're not at the conference center. So I don't know if you've got someplace that you want to host in Provo.
I haven't thought about it.
Yeah, no, I realize I'm just kind of hitting you up on it.
Yeah.
So we maybe work with Haley to see if there's a place down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it okay if we go first? Because we're going for the full 90 minutes today. We don't always go 90 minutes, but I know SWAT may usually goes a little bit longer.
You probably won't at the park end of the year.
But yeah.
You shouldn't come back.
So if we just do the same thing, UPC from 9 to 10:30 and then SWAT at 10:30?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll do it on Wednesday, April 16th. Location to be determined, but those times. Will you guys get with Haley? One of you work with Haley to see if there's a place in Utah County.
Or I'll try maybe with the hotel and see if we can get a little ride.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
To be determined.
Okay.
Anything else?
Jared.
Oh, yeah. Thank you all. Have a good day. Thanks for coming.
Who is going to be here for